Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, nigga, get your weed, get your blow, get your drink together, because we about to get high.
Yep. Boom.
We're going. Dude, oh. GTA 6.
Dude.
Holy shit. 2025?
2025,
bro.
Bro, it needs to be tomorrow. God.
Yeah. That's what I've been saying on Reddit. God,
I understand
lazy
why it's
fucking
not tomorrow.
Pigs at Rockstar. Lazy fucking pigs.
But no, that it look. I mean, it's a minute and a half trailer, and it looks amazing.
And it's, you know, it's gonna look even better when it releases. Yeah. It's like Red Dead, the Red Dead trailer compared to the actual game.
It's gonna look fucking so insane. Because you know they're topping Red Dead 2. And that game is already probably the greatest looking game ever.
Yeah. It's perfect. Ah, man. Dude, I'm fucking hyped.
So excited. And then, did you see...
You play
what...
some dumb broad? She actually seems pretty... She seems pretty badass. Like, I don't mind. I was looking through, like, all the shit, like, people were complaining about.
Yeah.
You know, amongst, like... They're always, like... Dude, even the Tate women. Stepped in. They were like, I don't agree with... he wasn't even about that. He was like, I don't agree with games where you shoot police officers.
Oh, yeah. Did you see Elon Musk tweet out that?
Yeah, that he did the same shit. He's probably... He's trolling, though, I would say.
He's just doing it just because of being on social media. Like, running an organization like Twitter. But... Yeah. It's a game. It's not real.
Yeah. It's not focused on the negativity of others.
Exactly. I will focus on the stupidity, though.
Oh, there's a lot of that. I can't remember what else there was.
Like, I understand maybe not agreeing with those games in general. Like, that's fine. But if you're gonna if you're gonna say I couldn't go through the first mission because you're forced to shoot police officers, it's like, then why are you playing the game? You know exactly. You know exactly why people play Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, to shoot police officers.
Exactly, and to run people over.
Yeah, and to buy prostitutes and beat them with a bat.
Exactly.
To say the N-word to your friends.
Exactly.
This is why we play video games.
To buy a jet bike to fly across the map and then drop people random money and then fly away and then buy a nuke and nuke them from orbit. That's GTA 5.
Yeah. But Joe.
But
say if you know a 6-year-old plays that game, he'll go out and he'll drop a nuke from his motorbike.
Little Timmy over here, 2-year-old Timmy, if he's going to play GTA, he's he will buy a gun and shoot a police officer in the face.
Oh yeah.
Because
what if he sees titties in the game his mom bought him? Huh? What would he learns about something awesome?
What if he crashes his car? Like something like really stupid like that.
Yeah.
What if he runs a red light?
What if he doesn't pay his taxes? what if an option in the game?
Yeah.
Is tax avoid.
Yeah.
Lying on your taxes.
Not paying the parking meter.
That's why she's in jail at the beginning. It's tax fraud.
Yeah.
It's a white collar crime.
The entire game is just to find a good job to pay back.
Pay back the IRS. Yeah. You're just shooting IRS officers. Yeah. That would be cool. It's just a complete immersive sim. You're just playing real life.
Well, I remember when GTA 5 first came out, people were saying that already. Because you know how you could, like, well, especially with online, where you can, like, buy the apartments and stuff.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, you can, like, use the shower and you can, like,
dude,
go
you can
in the...
buy M&Ms.
Yeah, you can, like, you can wake up, take a shower, and walk down to the grocery store and buy a snack or something. It's like, okay.
The only people that did that were just unemployed.
Yeah.
Stoned as fuck, brother. He's like, I could go outside and get M&Ms, but my character's hungry. Now I'm going to order a prostitute.
But yeah, I'm excited for that game. I just hope...
So hyped, dude.
I saw somewhere that it was Rockstar. I forgot the guy's name. But he was saying that they might try and increase the price of the game.
I did see that.
Or have like a subscription model, given it's like, oh, we put so much time and effort into this game. I don't think $70 is enough to warrant our work. And I'm like, okay.
Dude, this is why people don't believe in workers' rights. This is 100% the reason, because Rockstar started getting lenient. They're like, all right, no more 70-hour work weeks, okay? You know what? Women can work in this office, okay? We're letting up. We get it. Times are changing. And now the workers are like, but our stuff's, like, so cool that, like, it's just, you guys aren't grateful enough. Even though it's going to sell, like, you know, it's going to break a million records.
Yeah.
It's going to sell 300 billion copies.
Yeah, exactly.
People who in, like, third world countries will own it and not have, like, anything to play it on.
Yeah, they just have the disc. They have
it's
the
Mr.
disc.
Beast's thing.
They have the disc, or they have, like, the digital download code. And they're just like, I have GTA 6. I have GTA 6.
Now I just wait on Mr. Beast to buy all of us PlayStation.
But first he has to plant trees, but then he said he'll give me a PlayStation 5.
Oh, they. Yeah. I saw the employees did the same thing, like, when the trailer leaked. You know, they got their tampons in a twist, and they were like,
"Yeah,
this just, I wanted to watch it when it came out with my team. Just, I think we deserve that much." And it was like two more just like that, and I was like,
yeah.
Yeah, you could. You don't. You didn't have to watch it.
Yeah, you could have waited.
It's not like they streamed it into our brains.
There's a cool thing. There's a cool thing that you can do, is join a voice chat and share your screen, and watch.
Or just wait till tomorrow.
Or wait till tomorrow.
Why are you so excited? You've seen the whole game already.
Wait until, I forgot when they said, it was like 9 in the morning or something, that they said they were going to release it. Wait until 9,
and
watch it, and then text your buddies.
But yes, I wanted to watch it in the office with my whole team.
Well,
I couldn't just not look at the computer.
Be, You should be working at that point in time. You shouldn't be watching a trailer.
So. Yeah. You have 70 more hours this week. Yeah. Get the fucking work.
Yeah, you only hit the 40-hour mark. You still have 85 more to go this week. Okay.
What are you doing at home? You're supposed to be there with your team. You're supposed to sleep there.
Yeah. You live here now. You don't leave Rockstar like that.
No,
you are Rockstar.
I saw that shit and it made me a little sad. I'm like, yeah, Rockstar would have like made fun of these people before. And these are the type of people working on the game. They would have made fun of themselves.
These are the
people
that they put into the game to make fun of. I'm sure they still will. But it's probably not going to be
Rockstar is fucking gay.
I'm sure they'll have some characters that they'll make fun of that are like the SJW.
Hi, I'm Stan Bowser, and I'm a fucking faggot, dude.
Yep. Well, they put Well, I don't know if it's true or not. Do you know Aiden Ross?
I don't know what I've heard the name. I don't know what the fuck
He's a Twitch streamer, but he was involved with well, I don't know if he was really involved, but he's a massive fan of the Tate Man.
And hell yeah, brother.
He agrees with everything he says. He thinks he does no wrong. So apparently he's in the game. I don't know if it's true or not.
Dude, Tate doesn't approve of the game. He went against Tate's wishes.
True.
The council must decide his fate.
He needs to exit the war room immediately.
Yeah, everyone meet at the war room. This is the calling of Allah. Meet at the war room.
Some Rockstar employees are part of the war room. I can't go. I gotta work. I gotta program Aiden Ross into the game.
I got a tweet about how they ruined my trailer debut.
I have to make Aiden Ross look good in this game. You're done with the. You're out of the war room. You're done too,
dude. If they don't have a, like a Tate, like mockumentary style thing, I'm gonna be so disappointed.
I would be too. That is like, it's like Tiger King. Like you have one season. But then there's still so much more to it that they're getting a second season.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it's like five seasons worth of just like the stupidest person on earth, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, the greatest person on earth.
That's pretty much all of our cultural shifts are anymore. It's just
documentary.
Man, this fucking retard. A lot of people like him.
For some reason, a lot of people like him, but we'll make a documentary about him to make him look interesting.
They're pretending they like him ironically, but in actuality, like, they completely agree.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Trump presidency.
I want something like that, but for like Taylor Swift. Just like a documentary of like, people aren't actually really her fans or anything like that. You know? I don't know.
She did have that movie. I never saw it. Maybe that's what it was about.
No, I think that was just like a movie. Like
a music video? A two-hour
concert video.
Solid fives.
Yeah.
Lining up to see the Taylor Swift movie.
I want
the
a documentary.
Blowjob giving women wearing Birkenstocks gathering at one spot.
I want a documentary of Swifties, like the hardcore Swifties, and then just like the hardcore not Swifties. And just
where we compare.
Yeah. Or it's in the same documentary, but they compare.
We interview Kanye West.
Is it true you're the biggest Swiftie in the world?
And he'd just be like, George Bush doesn't care about black people. Oh, that's all. We don't even interview Kanye. It's we just play videos of him.
Yeah.
Just cut them out randomly.
We put in random clips of different interviews and like splice them together. And it's like it's horribly edited. But we make we make them form sentences about Taylor Swift.
The all of the theme music of the documentary is fuck, what was that one song? Bound To, maybe? Anyways, there's a lyric in it where he's like, if you talk to him, give him Kanye's best, but I'm pretty sure me and Taylor Swift could still have sex. Yeah, I made that bitch famous. And that's just that's what plays the entire time.
Yeah. Anytime he's on screen.
It's lightly in the background.
Yeah.
It's a Kanye West documentary.
Yeah, it's just a Kanye West documentary. Every time
be pretty awesome.
Every time we mention Kanye West, the song starts playing. And then we'll have the clip of him with. It was with Taylor Swift, right? When he's like, I'll let you finish. When she was getting the award. I just
want to say Beyonce had the best album out there this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Taylor Swift does not care about black people.
We'll just throw that clip in at random moments in the documentary.
Yeah.
Not even talking about Kanye or Taylor Swift. Throw it in there.
It would be the trailers and all of it. It's Taylor Swift.
The trailer will be the most professionally done thing.
The posters, it's all Taylor Swift, and then when you watch it, it's just interviews of Kanye West. what he thinks about Taylor Swift.
You see it as it's listed on Netflix as limited series. Yeah. Like 6 episodes docuseries. Taylor Swift, and it's like the trailer's Taylor Swift, and it's like well edited, whatever. First episode, Kanye. First frame, Kanye. And you know,
it's our exclusive 12-hour interview with Kanye West.
You know how
he raps his entire album to us. That's all it is.
Every like thumbnail for each episode is a picture of Taylor Swift at like a concert or whatever. But at the start of every episode, the very first frame is going to be Kanye. It's just going to be a picture of Kanye, and then no transition, and it's just Kanye talking.
That'd be pretty awesome.
And then you got the song going in the background.
I made that bitch famous.
Oh my god, that would be so funny. And each episode is just edited horribly.
Yeah.
It's just so bad.
We spent like $3 million of marketing. and we threw it together.
We threw it together in like 2 days. Amazon Prime. Yeah. Threw it together in like 2 days, spent $2 million just getting drugs and alcohol to get ourselves high to make this documentary. And then the last billion is actually funding the documentary.
$1 million just to forget what we're doing.
And half of that million is just royalties for Kanye and Taylor Swift. So really, we just spent $500,000.
We're not playing a single Taylor Swift song. We're going to all go to Kanye.
Okay. So $500,000 is going to go to Kanye. The other $500,000 is funding the documentary.
We fly out to Dubai to negotiate with Kanye.
Yeah.
he charges us like a McDouble. That's something he would do.
Yeah, he would. Well, first off,
we'd be talking about numbers. Like, y'all like McDonald's? yes, Mr. West, we do. He's like, man, I could go for it. I tell you what, you bring me a Happy Meal, you can use all my music.
Yeah.
Sweet.
You sure you don't want the 500,000?
Nah, man.
Nah. Just give me a cheeseburger. Give me a Big Mac.
Jesus don't care about money, man.
Jesus don't care.
Jesus don't care about the money.
All right, I'll call my agent. We'll get this documentary started. I'll reach out to Christopher Nolan so he can produce it.
Christopher Nolan produced
by
Taylor Swift,
from the same producer of Oppenheimer and Interstellar.
Taylor Swift 2. Get Swifty.
Too much Swifty. Too many Swifts.
Swifty air duster.
Swifter air duster. That's the title of the video right there.
Swifter air
episode, duster. Episode, video. Taylor Swift 2. Oh, man. Oh, wait. I think this is special.
Oh, this episode. Is 69.
Yeah.
Hey.
I think it is, yeah.
A lucky number. Haha, funny number.
Oh, I didn't talk about my vacation trip.
Oh, you didn't. Week. Joe got laid. Spoiler.
Quite the opposite.
Joe bought a hooker.
So, went to Key West with my family.
Nice.
Gotta say, a little overrated.
Really?
Yeah. It's well, the issue is it's not my type of vacation. Like, I like the beach, but I get tired of it really quickly.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot to do there. You're on an island, so obviously there's not a lot, but it's like legitimately one street that has everything. And
yeah,
90% of them are bars.
That's because you're at the beach.
Yeah,
that's the only thing to do at the beach.
But here's the other thing. Stay drunk. Here's the other thing though, the beaches were disgusting.
Really?
Yes. We went to one that was like a 2-minute walk from our Airbnb. Smelled like shit. Trash everywhere, seaweed everywhere. The water was like green and cloudy. Ugh. And people, the beach said no pets on the beach. There were like 4 people with dogs, and those dogs were pooping everywhere.
Ugh.
And then we went to another beach that was like on the other side of the island. A little bit nicer, but same situation. Just kind of stunk, and it was just gross. And then we went to like the state park, and there was like I guess it labeled itself as a private beach, but you had to pay $5 to get into the state park. To then go to that beach. So it's like, it's not private, but anyway, that beach was very nice. It was clean. The water was like blue. And then, but the thing that sucked was that there was a lot of rocks and pebbles everywhere. It wasn't like sand. It was like walking through gravel.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was and then in the spirit of the 69th episode, our Airbnb was no joke right next door to a gentleman's club.
Oh, yeah, he told me that, Joe.
Yeah.
You could have saved your trip.
No.
You could have bought a Key West hand job at a strip club. Yes.
No.
That's a story. Dude, that's a story.
Yeah, but no.
You paid $15 to get a strip club hand job from a minor. That's a story.
This place, like, it was just a house. Obviously, that was the first thing I saw. But it was just, like, immediately I thought of, like, Monster House.
Yeah.
You remember that movie? Like, it's just, like, an old kind of creepy house. And it's just, like, Gentleman's Club. And it's, like, a list of what's available. I'm just like, no, I'm good.
Dude.
And then then we go next door. And it's like it was like a smoothie place. I guess it's all kind of local, but a local smoothie place. And then behind that smoothie place was our Airbnb.
Yeah.
And so the Airbnb was actually the Airbnb was actually kind of nice. It was a little weird at first, but I got used to it. It's four small condos, but they're like, two of them were kind of connected, but they were separate. And then the other two condos were like basically renovated sheds. It was actually really cool. But like, there were some questionable, like if you wanted to take a shower, you wanted to go to the bathroom, there wasn't a door. It was just a curtain. Like, to go into the bathroom in general, not just the shower.
Yeah.
I was like, man, that sucked. Okay. Dude, but they had
such a scumbag vacation.
Oh yeah.
You should have went full scumbag. You just come back. You have like a random tattoo on your not even like a prominent one. It's an ankle one, and you've tried like three different new drugs. You've paid went to like Key three West different once, people for sex.
Yeah. Went to Key West once. Completely changed who I am.
You got a lap dance in someone's house. And then got a smoothie. Poured ecstasy in it. You could have passed out on the bathroom curtain.
You go to the gentleman's club. Yeah, you have to wait a little bit. Is that okay? Yeah, I'll just grab a smoothie. I'll be right back. Go right next door.
An STD.
Yeah. You get a deal for getting a smoothie next door.
They give you a coupon.
Yeah. They were handing out cards for the gentleman's club.
Oh, dude.
It was kind of weird.
Man.
They can only, we were looking at it, we were reading it, and it was like basically saying they can't hand these cards out anywhere except for on that porch. So like people were like barely stepping off of this, off the porch, and like, hey, come on. Come on in. But the Airbnb had this like gathering area. It was actually like really nice. It was a big table, and there's like it was kind of a deck type situation, and every condo would like lead out into this deck area. But obviously it was open. They had like a little covering over it, but you could still see everything. You could see into one of the windows of the gentleman's club.
Nice.
But they pulled.
Just out there staring at the window.
Well, they're.
We should. They typically.
They. The entire time we were there, they had a curtain closed. And then, the one time I looked up and it was open. like the curtain was away and I saw like a makeup station. I was like, oh God, I don't want to see anything. And my cousin was there and I was like, oh God. And she's like, what? I was like, it's open. She's like, huh? I was like, the curtain, it's moved. She's like, oh no. And then like 10 minutes later, we looked again and there was a different curtain, like a different shade, like a different color. And it was just like closed again. And we're like, what? But yeah.
Man, Joe, you lack the adventurer spirit.
Well, and then there's more. Hold on. Although the gentleman's club is kind of done with, but there were, I think there was two places. It was a drag queen bar.
And dude, I would have went there too. That would have been fun.
Oh, it stunk. Did you go? So bad. It stunk. No. The yeah, one time we walked
by, it's a drag queen bar.
It just smelled like butt.
What do you think they're doing in there?
What? Well, but the thing is, like, it's wide open. Like, every window and door is open, and you can just, like, look straight in and see everything.
You gotta get that butt smell out.
And this thing was on, like, the main street, and we had to walk by it every time we wanted to go do something. And the one time we were walking, and my brother was walking by, and one of them was like, hey, I get off at 11. And we're like, oh God. Oh no. And then another one, I think we walked by it again, like shortly after. And it was a different person, but they're like, hey, sexy. And we're like, oh Jesus Christ. Get me away from this.
Joe, you should have fucked a drag queen.
No.
Yes.
Ugh.
Yes.
And then we found a... Oh, what was it called? Basically, a nudist bar. We didn't walk into it,
dude.
But we
okay.
Found
you
one.
Gotta send me this Airbnb. Because
I got some
buddies who would love this fucking
here's the
place.
Thing. Here's the thing. You don't. I don't need to send you my Airbnb. Just go to Key West.
It's all like that.
Because this is all on the main street. It's called Duval Street. That's yeah. Where everything is. You will walk. My Airbnb was like two or three blocks away from the drag queen place. One or two blocks over is the nudist bar. And then a couple blocks. Well, no, I guess you at that point, you're like halfway. If you keep going, it's just more bars. And then you like get to the end and it's just like a Ron John's. But, yeah, there was a bar that's like, it was three stories. Or no, two stories and like the open roof. And the first floor was a bar. The second floor was a separate bar. And then the on the roof was the nudist bar. And, We're like standing at the corner, just kind of looking around, and we're like looking at signs and stuff. And then we see a sign for the Garden of Eden, and we're like, what? We're kind of just like, no, we're like, we'll not check it out. Let's look it up. Let's see what that is. That sounds a little weird, but let's check it out. We look it up, and it said experience. I forgot what it said. Basically, just enjoying drinks and stuff, the bar scene, but in your own comfort or something. And we're like, I don't like the sound of that. So then my brother and my brother-in-law, or no, my brother-in-law walked over because he's a huge drinker and just is obsessed with bars. He was walking to the main bar on the bottom floor, and then he went around the back and went up like a fire escape and found the Garden of Eden on the roof. And then my brother runs over there and they're like looking in, and they said there was a bunch of like old people, just they weren't naked, but they were just in like in their underwear and just drinking. And we're like, what the fuck?
It's weird to just be in your underwear.
Yeah, like just go all out.
Yeah, either get naked or leave your clothes on. You gotta commit.
Yeah. But I was like, what the f... What?
It would be, a pretty baller move to, like, take everything under below the waist off, but, like, leave your shirt on.
Yeah.
Just walking out. People see you at first, and you're like, oh, it's safe. And then it, like, brushes up against you.
Yeah. Oh.
What the fuck? All right, dude, you've convinced me. We got to run Key West back.
I'm not going back to that place.
We need to make a Key West trip, dude.
Give me like 5 years, and then I'll go back.
5 fucking years.
I can't go back to that place immediately. God, dude, I was like, there for like a week, and on like
I'm not talking about that. Like 2 days.
Yeah, a weekend trip would be fine.
Yeah, let's. But like, grab some people. I'll grab some people. We'll do a weekend trip. That would be fucking dope.
But like, yeah,
heaven privilege.
The day two, I was like, I'm done with this place. I was there for a whole week. I legit walked down and back that main street like 30 times. It got so boring. But the food. Oh man, the food, banging.
Really?
Oh yeah. Well, because it's like you can get a true Cuban there, like the sandwich.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That sounds pretty good.
There was a Cuban restaurant, like it wasn't like tucked away, but it was kind of a little away from everything else, very local. Like, basically, you're really there for takeout, but you can, like, sit down. They had a few tables. But, dude, whew. I think I had that place, like, 5 times while I was there. When we first got there, I had the Cuban sandwich. Perfection. The next day, they serve breakfast, and they have breakfast burritos, and this thing was massive. Like, take like a Taco Bell burrito, but like almost. Put two of them together and put one on top.
Yeah.
Imagine that as one giant burrito.
Ooh.
It was huge. And I ate the entire thing. Because it was that good. And then...
Dude, we got to go.
I went again for lunch, I think. Oh yeah, it was lunch because I had it for breakfast again, the breakfast burrito, and then went for lunch later that day. But for lunch, I did a chimichurri steak bowl, and I ordered it. But then I read it; it serves two people. I was like, "Oh Jesus!" Then I got a massive bowl of rice. Lettuce, sour cream, and steak. I didn't eat the whole thing, but I ate most of that. And, oof. That was amazing. That was... Oh. I'd go back just for that place. That place was awesome.
Dude, let's run it back. I'm convinced.
Well, now you got
my buddy. He's quitting his job. He'll have all the free time in the world. Yeah. I got PTO. Let's fucking go. I'm looking up.
I don't have PTO right now.
Two stars. God, just tell him you're sick.
No. If we're going back there, we're not doing a hotel. We will do an Airbnb. The hotels there looked scary.
Dude, fuck Airbnb.
Well, honestly, I wouldn't do either because all the houses down there look old and worn down.
Yeah, I'm looking up two-star hotels so we can do Key West right.
But I was talking to my friend about it. And he's like, he fishes a lot. And he's like, yeah, he goes down there sometimes to fish and he really likes it. But he's like, if you don't really fish, it's not a whole lot to do. And I was like, yeah, this place is boring. And then we did a ghost tour, I guess you could call it. Wasn't really I guess it was a tour, but. We were just walking around this, like, we didn't go into any of the buildings, but we just walked around on the streets. And then he gave us, like, the EMF reader. But it's like the $5 thing you can buy off of Amazon.
Yeah,
and so he's like, "This can detect electronic frequencies, and that tells you if the ghost is close." And we're like all standing under a power line, so all of our EMFs are at 5, and we're like, "Oh, it's a ghost!" And then he gave us those. It's like the metal like sticks. And they, like, spin, kind of. You know what I'm talking about? If you have two of them, they're supposed to cross if there's, like, activity or something.
I don't know.
Remember what they're called, but he gave us that, and it's supposed to be, like, well, he gave us one of them, and he's like, if you ask a question, it should point in one direction. I don't remember. But so we're walking down the street with these things. It's like there was no kids. It was all like 40-year-olds and then like us. We're like, what are we doing? And then we walked into a Hard Rock Cafe because it's one of the haunted houses. Someone bought the house there and turned it into a Hard Rock Cafe. And so we're walking down. This is like halfway through the tour. And we're walking down the street, and they're like, "All right, now we're going to go into the Hard Rock because this is where someone killed themselves." And we're like, "What?" We walk in. There's just people eating, and we're just like awkwardly going upstairs where no one's allowed to go. And so we're just like walking to the room, and we're like, "So yeah, this guy hung himself right here." Okay, we can leave Hard Rock Cafe now. And we're like, "Whoa. I think you just wanted to walk into Hard Rock Cafe." But anyway, that was probably the most exciting part of the trip.
Yeah.
The ghost tour. Actually, nah. The drag queen place. That was hilarious.
Dude, you should have went investigating that curtain change.
Just go to the front door. Yeah, I saw someone change the curtain.
Looking at your window.
I've been getting a free show right next door, but it looks like the curtain changed. I didn't ask you to do that. I like the other one. I
like the curtain before.
I like the darker red shade. I don't like this like gray beige looking thing. I don't like
that. Throwing off the vibes. Key West.
It doesn't match the red light that's going on in that room currently. Can you change that or what's up?
Joe, I found our hotel.
What
was it called? It's shared bathrooms, no children. It's the New Orleans House, gay male adult guest house.
we walked past that. I remember seeing them. We're like, what?
I was really confused. Like this,
isn't it like right next to? Never mind.
Chicken Shack. Right next to Joe's Chicken Shack.
Chicken Shack.
Dude, they have free bagels at the front.
Never mind. This is not what I was thinking of. There was a place right next to a Joe's Pizza. And I was talking about some guest, like, gay guest house thing.
Got a giant clown in the front with a. It appears to be. Oh, I thought it was a dildo. I really thought it was a dildo. Looks Yo, nice.
Daily Continental Breakfast.
Dude. It says you don't have to be gay.
You just have to be
until you get there and you're like they're like prove it.
Yeah.
Prove it by sucking my dick.
Here's your complimentary dildo. I need you to use it right now. Located above a nightclub on historic Duval Street in Key West. Maybe I didn't see this. I probably just walked right by it without knowing.
Oh, dude, that's the move. A gay fucking gay sex court. It's such a wild concept for a business.
It really is.
There's shared bathrooms. None of the doors locked.
Yeah. Oh my god, I found...
Clothing optional.
I found the Airbnb. Okay. Are you looking at the map right now?
Oh no, I was looking at booking.com.
Okay. If you look up the guest house and like view the map, like the Google map. Although this is probably going to be very hard to do. This is part of the podcast where we do find my Airbnb on Google Maps.
Where we scroll maps and don't talk.
Yep.
It's not.
Actually, I'll say this. I'll see how far away it was. See, I think that was actually that might have been right next to the. Oh no! Okay, it was. It's a block away from the drag queen place. I think that looks like it is. Yeah, nah. I'm good.
Dude.
Bro, even that picture that they have for Key West, where is that? That's Come not on, Key I know. West.
You got a sour taste in your mouth. All the dragons.
I would go...
Give it a year.
Give me a year. I will go for a couple days with friends.
Yeah, just a weekend. Weekend trip. We find out what's behind that curtain. Because you put all these mysteries out there, and I'm like, damn, I want to like, I just want to go inside these places.
I will say, and see what's up. I will say, it was very mysterious while I was there. I need to find out more about that place.
You need to just go inside.
There's also a naval base. There's also a naval base, like right next to us. Well, right next to everything, really. It's at the edge of the island. And they have, like, those, the giant, like, radar ball things. And it's just like, yeah. It's just very ominous to look at. Like you're sitting on the beach and then you look left and it's just like, oh yeah, we're currently being monitored right now. Just casually being monitored while I'm sitting here getting burnt.
Sounds like I'm going. Yeah. I'm going.
It's also very expensive. I don't know if that's an issue for you.
Nah, dude, I'm rolling in it now.
All right. Because I'm good. Telling you right now, if you want a steak, it's going to cost you more than $50.
No, dude, I'm not eating.
Okay, you're just drinking.
It's a scumbag holiday, drinking and drugs.
Yeah. Drinks are also like $15 or more.
It's fine. Yeah, no, I've been to a bar. Remember that hotel bar we went to?
Oh, yeah. That.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Didn't we pay like $30 for a double? What do you drink?
It was double. We each got double Jameson, and together it was probably $30.
Yeah. No, it
that was fucking wild.
No, I remember paying like $20 for that drink.
Oh my or more. God.
That place sucked.
Oh yeah, that was bullshit.
Yeah, we won't deal with that at Key West. Most drinks, like I got an old fashioned actually, it was at the place with the more than $50 steak. Got an old fashioned and it was $15.
Damn.
Standard, I guess, but.
Ain't terrible. I mean, I've been to a place, it was $10. Just yeah. Fucking good, though. I need to find that place. That was the best I've ever had.
The old-fashioned I had was not, I don't know, it wasn't mixed right. It was weird.
Most people can't make them. Most bars. I found this one place, and they made a perfect one. It was so good.
I did have I had a drink I think it was a brewery. It was called the 007. And I was like, oh, I have to get that. I'm at a discount James Bond location. I'm off the grid. And it was like a... I can't remember. It was a lot of orange. Like it was... It was like orange something, and then orange something. A bunch of orange. That was amazing.
Really?
Yeah, it was like drinking a spiked, like, Crush or Fanta. It was very good. And I think that was
Have you tried those Mountain Dew seltzers?
Mountain Dew seltzers?
Have you not seen those?
I don't think so.
They taste like they don't. We took them to the beach, and they don't taste like they have any alcohol in them. They taste like a sugar-free Mountain Dew.
Ew.
So I got like no. I don't like Mountain Dew. I like Baja Blast. That's about it. But the Baja Blast, I'd probably. Oh my god, they're dangerous, dude. I drank like 30. Baja Blast
is amazing.
Baja Blast is awesome. I drank like 30 of those one night. Then we went to a bar and I threw up off the balcony. No one saw me. But I did that because I had 30. I don't even think like I peed. I just drank 30 of those.
Right.
Throughout the day. And then we went to the bar and I had one sip of something else and I just walked over to the side and puked. And I looked back and I'm like, oh, no one. Honestly, I was probably just drunk. Probably everyone saw me. It was just being nice.
Oh, they have a Baja Blast seltzer.
Yeah.
I thought you were just saying Baja Blast in general.
No. What the fuck?
No, because no, I was like, why are you drinking 30 Baja Blasts?
I'm trying to fill the bajar.
I thought what you were saying is that you got a Mountain Dew seltzer, didn't like it, so you just decided to drink 30 Baja Blasts to get the hot seltzer taste out of your mouth.
That'd be awesome.
You just down a Baja Blast. Ah, I still taste the seltzer. Give me another one. 29th Baja Blast. Ah, still in my mouth. Give me another one.
I need one more.
Drink your third one. I think I'm good now.
It's my tradition. It's like, we're going drinking tonight. Okay, and
let me get
a lot of caddies.
Let me get my keg of Baja Blast. You bring it to the bar with you. You have it on your shoulder.
Carrying around.
Hey, bro, you need some Baja Blast? Trust me, dude. I promise. You down 30 of them, wipes the seltzer flavor out of your mouth. Trust me. Trust me, I know. I've got experience.
Dude, if you just drink 30 of them, you get like, you feel like such shit. I'm serious, dude.
You drink 30 of any seltzer, you're going to feel like crap.
Oh, yeah.
I hate seltzers.
I hate it. I like those. I tried one of my buddy, he had Sunny D seltzers.
Ew.
I tried one. Not too bad.
There's one brand that I tried, and it wasn't horrible. I forgot what it was. It wasn't White Claw.
Oh, White Claw's just terrible.
I hate them.
Dude, when those first came out and they were so popular, it sucked.
Yeah, I know.
Anytime you went to a party,
yeah,
you that's want some all Claw? There fucking was.
You want some White Claw? No.
Just White Claw. And then, there'd be like
where's
know,
the
six
Rob?
Beers. Really, six beers for the people who were like, dude, yeah. White Claw's for fucking bitches, dude.
Yeah. They'll be
I'm
drinking
getting
like,
drunk off my one beer.
I'm getting drunk off my Natty Light.
Yeah, it was always Natty or Bush.
I'm like, dude, where's the rum?
Dude, I'm not a fucking
where's the
pussy.
Rum gone? Rum's my favorite.
Ah, rum gives me hangovers. I did drink a lot of rum at the beach, though.
I mean, you're a pirate down there. You gotta.
Yeah, dude, I was mourning Jimmy Buffett. It was like right after Jimmy Buffett died.
Oh, yeah. There's two Margaritavilles down there.
Oh, dude, we got hit the Margaritaville.
Yeah. There's like there's the Margaritaville Hotel and then just a restaurant.
It's where we're staying, in the restaurant. We'll just
live
there.
Say, honestly, well, I don't know. It's kind of away from everything.
Doesn't matter. Everything we
I mean,
need's
I was
there.
I was gonna say, you can still stay there. But
we'll hire strippers to come to the Margaritaville.
But I just realized that we didn't eat there. We walked into it, but we didn't eat there. But from my understanding, isn't it like not supposed to be that good anyway?
I don't know. I've never eaten at one.
It kind of just, I walked in, it kind of just reminds me of like a rainforest cafe.
I've never been there either. I have eaten Paula Deen's Country Cooking. That's pretty
never
good.
I didn't, where's that at?
There's one in, I think I ate one in Tennessee. It was like, it was just like a strip with all the novelty restaurants.
Oh.
So like right beside it was a Margaritaville.
Right.
In like a Hard Rock Cafe, but Paula Deen is super fucking expensive, but very good.
Yeah, of course it is. Oh, we went to a restaurant that was on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Nice,
dude. That place was good.
You know it is.
Although I will say, if they didn't have their trademark meal, it would not be good. It would have not made it.
Meal?
It's the lobster roll.
Oh.
Basically, it's like a... I mean, it wasn't even really a roll. It was like garlic toast, garlic bread toasted. And it's like they fold it, and they put the lobster in it. Very good. But I was like, I'm not a huge fan of like lobster or crab. So I was like, I don't know. They had a shrimp roll. I was like, I'll try that. It was a garlic grilled garlic shrimp roll. I was like, I'll try that. It was good. Like it tasted like, it straight up tasted like shrimp scampi.
Yeah.
Just on garlic toast. But the thing is, like, it was just the shrimp. Like, they didn't have anything else on the roll to, like, make it special. It was just straight shrimp in a roll.
Yeah, and then it's just butter. That's why Guy Fieri, it's like, oh, dude, that's
gangster.
That's
succulent. That's gangster. But,
dude, I have two unpopular food opinions relating to this. You'll agree with one of them. You mentioned lobster is super fucking overrated.
Yeah.
I tried it recently just to, you know, I'd never had it. I mean, lobster tail.
It's okay. I never had like a lobster tail. The only actual lobster I had was on that lobster roll. I never actually had lobster before.
Dude, it's not worth it. I paid like $40 for a tiny piece of meat and it sucked.
Yeah. Because the thing is, it tastes exactly like crab. And
I'd argue it tastes worse than crab. Crab's just hard as fuck to eat. You get like tiny bites.
But I get like, crab cakes. I think they're good, but I get sick of them.
Yeah.
And I thought the lobster roll was really good, but I could see myself getting sick of it.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of what it looked like. It looked like a crab cake spread out on a roll. Or just not, like, bunched up into a ball.
Yeah, crab cakes are... I get sick after, like, the second bite.
Yeah.
First bite, I'm like, oh, that's pretty good. And the second bite, I'm like, I feel gross.
Yeah.
This is, like... Just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think shrimp scampi is one of the most disgusting foods in the world.
What?
Dude, it's just butter.
And just other
butter
stuff.
Butter noodles. Butter and
you
garlic.
Have butter and garlic and shrimp. And
yeah,
pasta.
Garlic, butter, noodles, shrimp. Ah.
I don't know.
I've never eaten a full serving of it and not wanted to kill myself.
There have been times where, like I sometimes I get it too much because then I do get sick of it. But it's like sometimes the restaurants don't make it correctly. Like that's where I've gotten with shrimp scampi now. Like it might be too buttery or too garlicky. And I just don't like it.
Maybe I've just had some bad shrimp scampi, but
because I forgot where I had it, but it was like the best shrimp scampi I ever had. It was like a good blend of oily butter, garlic, and lemon. And they had other stuff in it too to make it more than just garlic and butter. It was very, very good, but I can't remember where I had it. But yeah.
Oh, I tried. I've had it before. I tried again recently. My grandma made a meal for something. Yeah. I guess that was Thanksgiving. But she made chicken livers.
Oh.
And I hadn't had them since I was like a kid, so I tried them again. Absolutely disgusting.
I've never had them.
My whole family, super, super picky. Like, they're grown adults that would be like, oh, I want, you know, if they went to a nice restaurant, they'd get chicken tenders.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they'll eat buttered noodles. Like, they eat like 5-year-olds, but they're adults.
So that's how my brother-in-law is.
They all love chicken livers. All of them. So I tried, you know, my dad hates them, and he tried it again. He's like, yeah, I still hate them. And I was like, oh, I'll try it. Dude, it is... At first, it's not bad. You're like, it's a gross texture. Like, it's almost like gum.
Ew.
Yeah, like, it's like...
You're just, like, endlessly chewing it?
Not the chewing, like...
Or is it more just like...
It's like the consistency of gum. Right. But, no, it's not chewy. Well, it's kind of... It's a little bit chewy. But at first, it just kind of tastes like... Yeah, yeah. At first, it just tastes like... Oh, this just tastes like straight iron.
Ugh.
And then the aftertaste hits you and you want to throw up. It's the most bitter thing in the world.
Yeah, I'll pass on that. It's so nasty.
Liver meats. Yeah, liver meats aren't... I don't know, I'll eat intestines. Those are good.
Just cut somebody open and eat their intestines?
Yeah, you know, that's fine.
Yeah.
Fresh, straight from the source.
Yeah.
Jack... I was gonna say, no, that doesn't make any sense. Let's see, who would it be? I don't know. African sushi. That's what we'll call it. It's when you eat someone's intestines. I wonder if Jeffrey Dahmer thought black people tasted better. No reaction to that? Okay.
Oh, no, I was laughing. Because I was thinking, I guess I shouldn't have to wonder. There has to be somebody out there that's like, there's...
I prefer the dark meat.
Walking Dead did that, actually. There's no dark... Yeah, it was like in the first season. Like, there's no dark meat or white meat.
Oh, I meant like if he's seriously like, because he—that's what most of his victims were. Yeah. They're like, oh, that's what he was attracted to, and I was like, maybe he thought they tasted better.
I was gonna say there has to be somebody out there who's like, they're dark meat; they taste better. So probably.
Oh man, they're just looking through the hooker ads, and they're like, they're looking between like a white guy and a black guy, and they're like, all right, do I want KFC or Popeyes tonight?
Oh my God.
Happy 69, man. Everyone.
Yeah, that's the end of the episode. You to know. Sad niggas that know me best. I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex. Why? I made that bitch famous. God dang. I made that bitch famous. For all the girls that got dick from Kanye West. If you see him in the streets, give him Kanye's best. Why? They mad they ain't famous. God dang. They mad they still nameless. Talk that talk, man. A man in the store trying to try his best. But he just can't seem to get Kanye fresh. But we still her famous. God dang. Yeah, we still her famous. Wanted you to.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.